good. We're all good.
Rick, you said you wanted to see with your own eyes today what you were asking out of your players. What did you see?
We asked them to compete, and we did. We competed. We played very well. In the first 40 minutes, we weren't giving up anything 5-on-5. Clearly, the penalty kill is the one that set us back, so we'll work on that. We can fix that. But the one thing we've told them, the coach's job is to give them the structure, give them the details. Their job is to come and compete. And my eyes told me tonight we competed very hard. Now, are there areas that we have to improve? Absolutely, right? But if you don't improve those areas until you get to compete. So that's what I was very happy with. And you saw guys blocking shots at the right time and taking hits to make plays and running through guys. That's all competing, and that's how you have to win in this league. And so I was very happy with that.
We got a deal to be behind a bench.
Love it.
Are you hoarse? You sound a little hoarse. Or do you talk?
Yeah, I talk a lot. I love it. I just love it. That's why I came back. Yeah. That's what I missed the most. You know, when I was out a year and a half, the most thing I missed was the interaction with the players. You know, I love that part of coaching, and working with the players and talking to players and help them get better. And the second part is I love being behind the bench.
Yeah. Can you speak specifically to Boone Jenner? You talk about competing. Gordy Howe tonight, but he seemed to be
That's the Boone Jenner I remember coaching against for a long time. You know he's going to, so we talk about compete, you know. Usually your veterans have to lead the way that way, and they do it with Charlie and Sean and Boone, and they did a great job of it. So, you know, Boone, you love watching him play. I'm glad I'm coaching him because he's a hard guy to play against because he doesn't quit. And, you know, so that's the leadership you want from your veterans, and our veterans came up big at the right time. And there's a perfect example of it, but he played a solid, solid game for us. And that's what you expect, and that's what we're going to need moving forward.
Ryan in the back left.
You said today you wanted them to play an attacking style on their toes, not sitting back. How did you feel they did in that, and how was their pace?
For the most part, we did that. You know, we didn't give, again, 5-on-5. I think after two periods, we had given them four chances, 5-on-5. Like, so that's how we want to play now. I thought we were, and give them credit. Like, they're trying to win, too. They're a good team, and they were desperate. And they came at us a little bit in the third, and they did. And but those are the situations that we're gonna deal with. And we're going to handle them better as we progress here. But there's two teams out there. There's two desperate teams that are there. They're trying to make the playoffs. So sometimes you tip your hat to the opposition, and they came hard. And they're a good team. They're a good team, but so are we. And I thought our guys, the areas that I see that were causing us trouble, I know we can address, and I know we can fix them.
Rick, players mentioned how much you talked on the bench. You just mentioned how much you talked. What is it? Encouragement? Is it criticism? Is it coaching?
It's what has to be said at the right time. Okay, we're not playing hard enough. Let's go. Like, we're not. And I got after them because I hate playing slow. I hate playing slow. And there were times that I thought we could have moved the puck a lot quicker, and that's when I got after them. You can't play fast if you're hanging on to the puck. That puck's got to move. And the guy that gets it, he's got to move his feet or he's got to move it. And then you can play fast. And when you can play fast, you're putting the pressure on the opposition. And I hate playing slow. And so when I get after them, it was all about that.
I was saying that you can see so much from, like, you know, the bird's eye view up in the press box, or watching on television about a team. What was it like to just be on the bench? I mean, and how beneficial was it for you to see this team from the bench, live speed, you know, at ice level, rather than on TV?
There's a lot of players here I don't know very well. And the only way I'm going to get to learn about them is to watch that behind the bench. Now, there's things that I know I'm going to go find on video, and we're going to sit down and we're going to talk about. But the guys I don't know very well, then I need a lot of time with them, and I got to put them in situations to find out about them, to learn about them, and that's fine. That's what it's all about.
Kent Johnson tonight set a season high in ice time. He was in a lot of big situations that he might not have been in before. What did you see out of him tonight?
He deserved those minutes. He played hard. He's not the biggest guy, but he competed. So again, what did we say before the game? We'll give you the details. We'll give you some structure. Your job as a pro athlete, come and compete. And he did that. And he deserved those minutes. And he'll keep those minutes as long as he keeps playing like that. Everything the guys got tonight, they deserved.
The penalty kills, their commonality there in the goals you allowed, or is there a bunch
The one with 3 seconds ago was disappointing because we had done such a great job up until that point, blocking shots and did everything right, and the puck still ends up in the back of the net. I don't like them getting those goals around the net when they're knocking them in. Like we can do a better job of knocking bodies down or tying sticks up and getting our guys down there so that we're not outnumbered. We have to clean that up. But okay, so why is the puck getting there? We can block some shots. We got to get in shooting lanes, and we can take away some of those seams with our sticks so they can't do that. But you've got to be willing to give up something. If you got to be willing to give up that outside shot, fine. Then you've got to make sure you've got bodies down there, and you're either knocking them down or you're getting the sticks out of there.
I would assume day one here kind of feels a little bit like drinking from a fire hose. There's probably a million things you want to do, or maybe you have a plan in place. Just curious your kind of mindset and of where you want to go from here. Are you thinking about a million things, or is it more excitement than anything else, or how do you just want to attack now that one day's done and you've met the season before?
I'm here because I want to be here. I'm excited to be here. And I think I can help the hockey club. I got a good staff, and we're a good team here, and we are, and we're going to make them better. Okay, thank you.